Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about coping strategy number 14, which is understanding why. Now that sounds like a bit of a strange one, I'm sure, but you know, it's my podcast. I like to be a little strange, like we all are. So, you know, let's dive into the meat of this one because I think it's a really interesting topic that many might not have realized. So let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for quite a period of time, you'd have heard me talk about this in the past. The need to know why something is happening. Now, people think, oh, everyone needs to know that. But do they? There are a lot of neurotypical people who are quite happy with the status quo, doing what they're told from someone in authority and repeating the steps, not questioning what's happening in front of them. Now, we'll do that to a point. We have to survive. But with dyslexics, our need to understand why something is happening or why we need to do something is so high. And I think the understanding of this personally is a massively valuable coping strategy. Because if you understand your need for the understanding of why or purpose or however you want to frame it from a word point of view, you can start to understand why your brain acts in a certain way. Like if you don't know why you're doing something, you will struggle even more than usual to get motivated. You'll actually find yourself fighting about things that you shouldn't. We see this a lot in kids with dyslexia fighting about not doing, say, their homework because they don't understand why they need to. They can't see the cause and effect chain very easily. And they'd rather spend half an hour fighting about homework and the need to do it rather than actually just spending the 10 minutes it may take to complete said homework. Now, this carries on into life and as adults. If someone tells you to do something and they don't explain why you need to do it or you don't know why you need to do it, both could be true, your back just starts to get up and you start to fight. You start to push away. Now, there are some dyslexics who will outwardly fight about it and say, hey, I'm not doing that, da-da-da-da-da. Others will just keep it inside, internalize it quietly, and just not do it or do it badly, or it causes a lot of internal pain or issues. You know, and so understanding that we need to be productive and effective, the understanding of why we need something is just valuable. You know, you can imagine if I said, I want you to go jump on that step over there. I want you to flip around and then run back to me. You'd probably tell me where to, you know, insert word. You know, that's probably what you'd do, right? You'd be very clear and direct with me because you don't know why I'm asking you to do that. Now, if I had a reason, which I don't because I just came up with that metaphor right now, imagine I've inserted an amazing reason for you to have done that, and I'd have said, hey, Bob, I'm going to presume your name is Bob. I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to this podcast is probably called Bob, or it is right now in my mind. You know, if I said, Bob, here is this big, expressive, important reason to do this, and here's what you need to do, you're likely to take action, right? Your brain isn't going to go through its database of why, which is pretty big, and push back on me for what I've asked you to do. And this is like, you know, I hope I'm expressing this well enough because it is such an important part of our lives. You know, we see it in dyslexic kids a huge amount. If you can get good at explaining why a kid needs to do something and understand that they need to know that why, they are so much more likely to complete it. Can pull complete an action, which makes it so important. And you start to also, when you start to explain why from a young age, they actually start to do things intrinsically based on understanding purpose. What I see too often with parents with dyslexic and neurodiverse kids is it becomes very transactional. That because they're so combative, because they can be so challenging at times, it becomes very much, if you do this, I will give you a cookie. Kind of process. Not always a cookie. There could be other incentives, of course, but it becomes very transactional. If you do X, I will give you X, you know, good thing or bad thing. And where I see this happen a lot is because a lot of the parents are also dyslexic. They're also very transactional. They've grown up in a certain way, and that's kind of how they've learnt. Now, over time, they may have personally got out of it a bit, but, you know, day to day, it's very easy to slip back into that way rather than explain the why of why something is valuable behind it. Does that make sense? Now, I'm sure there are people out there going, everyone needs to know why. Like I've already expressed, it's not true. Not everyone does need to know why. And I think, you know, my gut with this for anyone out there is you need to really see it in your own life. You know, watch yourself asking the question, why? If your boss asks you to do something that you feel is stupid, you know, because it happens from time to time. I'm not saying all bosses make every call right, but a lot of them will tell you to do something without giving you a reason. Now, if that boss turns around and says, because I'm the boss, I can guarantee you, your motivation will fall off a cliff. You know, because your brain's going like, well, that's not a good enough reason for me. You know, it's not how we work. We want to understand why things work. So why so many of us are architects, engineers, entrepreneurs. We're looking at how we solve problems. And to solve problems, you need to understand the purpose, the why. And it's how our brains kind of complete, you know, a circle. Without that piece, we can't go forward. Where I believe neurotypicals are less... they less need to have that why if they believe in the overall purpose. They're better at, to be honest, they're better at understanding their overall purpose and identity. Many dyslexics really struggle with this. Like, we understand it to a point, but it's a bit fluid, it's a bit flimsy sometimes. And half our life is just trying to find this purpose. Where I think a lot of neurotypicals probably just understand it or have a clearer factoring of what it all means with the phrasing of it all. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share today, guys. It's a bit of a different one. I hope I framed it well enough. I hope you can actually look in your life and understand this. If you do run up against walls where you feel completely unmotivated, especially from an external request, try and get deeper into why is it important? Why should you do it? What's the reason? And if you can understand that and can agree with it, I'll guarantee you your motivation will pick up. You know, for me, I just ask better questions and get better results. So it's a coping strategy I use on a very regular basis. I don't even notice it as much anymore because I'm so clear on it. You know, I'll say things like, what's your picture? Or why is that important? Or why do you think that will work? To different things. So I can actually understand things better, because in the old days, if I heard something without the purpose, I would just, like, you know, get grumpy, or I'd not do something, or I'd be a little... if I was a kid, I'd be a little shit, is what I'd probably, my dad or my mum would have called me at some points. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Have an epic rest of your day. I've got a really cool interview coming up on Thursday with a framework about changing beliefs. With a, you know, it's quite exciting. So I'll be back in a couple of days.